It's Monday, the 14th of January, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled Spoiling Him in His Old Age. My regular readers and those that know me will know that I have a cat. He's a doddery, grumpy old Devon Rex boy named Elliot. I used to have three cats for many years, and sadly I'm now down to just the one. I have written on my blog about the journey of owning cats before, so I won't go into it again. But I just wanted to do a little update on Elliot, because I haven't talked about him for a while, and he's quite elderly now, and I didn't want people worrying about him. I've also recently discovered that even with an elderly cat, it's still entirely possible to make a rod for your own back. Elliot's always been slightly different. We think we broke him by allowing a very exuberant bearded collie puppy to stay the night with us when the cats were probably five or six. All three of them found the experience quite traumatic, but Elliot was definitely the hardest hit, and it was from then on that he started, I want to say misbehaving, but it wasn't misbehaving. He refuses to use the litter tray and started doing his business in different places of the house, normally either by the front door or the back door. We've tried all sorts of things. We've had the felly way out. We've had litter trays all over the place. We've done all sorts of things, and none of it's worked. He's just a bit broken in that regard. Another way he's a bit broken is with the noise. He's always been quite a vocal cat, but as he's got older, it's just got worse and worse, and he will frequently just wander around the house yowling. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's an 18-year-old cat, and it shows. Now, since our cats were about, I guess, five, they've eaten a diet comprised entirely of cat biscuits. When we had them, when they were kittens, I used to feed them a mixture. They had biscuit and tinned food available, and I was happy for them to just eat which of that they wanted. And then when they were about five, we moved house and we had to change vet. And for the first time, a vet looked in their mouths and checked their teeth. And we were shocked to discover that two out of the three cats had teeth that were so rotten they had to be removed. And in fact, my little girl, Gracie, who was the one who ate pretty much entirely tinned food and no biscuit, had to have all but about three teeth removed. Elliot had some removed, but not as many. And Sam, because he tended to only eat the biscuit, was fine and kept all his teeth. So that was quite a shocker for me. And at that point, I was like, right, they're on biscuit and nothing else. But, you know, I now have one cat left. He's 18. He's a good old age. And I must say that a month or so ago, I made a bit of a spur of the moment decision in our local supermarket and bought some of these pouches of cat food for elderly cats. And I got home and I told myself I would only feed him one of these things every two or three days. You know, it wouldn't become a habit. It would be fine. That lasted probably a week or so, and then I gradually got softer and softer, and eventually he started getting them for breakfast every day. And then he started pushing for it at tea time as well. I would put the biscuit down and he would just look at me and meow and follow me around the house meowing and trying to convince me that he's hard done by and hungry. And so, you know what? He's now getting a pouch of soft food for every meal. It may not be the right thing to do, but he's an elderly cat, and you know, he deserves a bit of luxury in his dotage. You know, the geek daddy has told me that we're not getting any more cats, so he's my last cat, and I kind of want to spoil him a bit. So there you go. That's how you make a rod for your own back, even with an 18-year-old cat. You can find my written blog at www.geekmummy.com, and if you want to find more audio installments, if you go to audioboo.fm/geekmummy, you can find them all there. Thanks for listening.